Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct to my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Well, I knew that fall was getting close when I saw in some of the weather reports, late night, early morning fog.
Yeah, it is. But I got to tell you, this has been a realtor's dream October.
Yes.
Because we have had it very, very good to this point. Mm-hmm. And I have really enjoyed some extra easy showing in this. But you're right. It is going to... It is. I think we saw a dip into the 40s, and that'll wake mm-hmm. you up pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we always, before we jump into today's topic, and we are going to... It is a little bit seasonal and weather-related, but we always like to start off with our crazy celebrity real estate story. Mm-hmm. So, and McKay, I've got to tell you, for the sake of being relevant, I've got two this
week.
Okay. Okay. Now, number one, out of robreport.com, this was too good to pass up. There was a never lived in Malibu mansion that hit the market for $38.5 million, but get this,
never lived in.
So this house 2 years ago was built on spec, okay? And when it came on the market, it came on the market at $75 million.
Who spec'd it? Who was it for?
So spec is no customer in mind. The builder just built it thinking somebody would do it. And I think his name is now been erased from real estate development because it was not, it did not go well. I don't think it went as well as they thought. Never sold at $75 million. Went to auction 2 months ago and sold for $26.5 million.
Wow.
A Chicago investor bought it and then quickly made some changes to it, small changes, and then put it back on the market at $38 million. So he's trying to bought cheap at auction, flip it, make a profit on it within a couple months.
Wow.
Even with the cost of selling and holding costs, he's probably looking at a $9 million profit there.
Wow.
Now, McKay, I would not be a realtor celebrity house story if I did not tell you that Travis Kelce has bought Tay-Tay a house in Kansas City. You're so mad at me right now. I can tell. But yes, apparently before being Taylor Swift's boyfriend, he could live in a modest $1 million, home in Kansas City, non-gated.
Yeah.
But with paparazzi and his newfound tracking and fame, when Taylor comes into town, he now has a $6 million home that is in a gated community that is 20,000 square feet in Kansas City. So what do we talk about for reasons why people buy or sell real estate, McKay?
To make money.
That's one. Or family status changes.
Yeah.
And in this case, it was a girlfriend change. So, quick sale. I would be remiss if I did not use that somewhere in the show today. So,
yes.
There you go, McKay. We're relevant again all of a sudden.
Yeah, we are. But I think George Kittle is better.
I knew it. There it is. There's the
guy for the 49ers. He don't block.
There's the John McKay comment that I was fishing for. Okay,
yes.
Fantastic. Well, folks, I know that we have talked about, and we are in the realm of Halloween coming up, and I do have a special show planned for next week, so I'm excited about that. But to get you prepared for the season in the right time, I'm super excited. Anytime we have an expert on the show that knows more than I do, about a topic, I get really excited. And so I have with us, he's been on the show before, but it's been a couple of years, I have with us in the studio Jason Klavansky with Sparkling Clean Windows. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, Lance. How are you doing today?
Doing really good. Now, even though the name of your company is Sparkling Clean Windows, and we're going to talk about windows later in the show because it is one of the largest components of a home, and we get a number of calls about it. Well, I really wanted to have you to the show because I got a little reminder from your company that said, Lance, last week, do you want to put the Christmas lights up on the office there on Steptoe? And I was like, well, the weather's really good right now. This seems like this would be a great time. And then I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. Christmas is in just a little bit over 2 months, 2 months away. And then I thought, okay, let's get you on the show. And so how does Christmas lights factor into your business?
Well, thanks, Lance. Yeah, we've been doing Christmas lights for about a dozen years now. Started out by accident, just some requests from existing window cleaning customers, like, hey, you have a ladder, can you hang my lights, you know, and I don't want to get out there and do it. So, you know, that's kind of how we started it, by accident, and then realized that there was a demand for it in this area. And yeah, now we start here in October with installs, doing almost a couple hundred installs throughout town and residential and commercial buildings. And so in order to fit them all in, we actually start in October and get them up there. And then if people want to flip them on and turn on the timer whenever they want, they just plug them in and they're good to go. And we get to do it before all the ice and snow and cold weather and our hands are numb. Well, then again, we'll still be doing it then too. But we start now and get most of the reinstalls done. And so we have a little bit more time to fit in new customers in November as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's fantastic. And I always, you know, I mean, now I know, but I mean, coming from somebody that at one point used to do them himself, when you drive by a house that Jason and his crew has done and you're like, how did that guy get those lights so evenly spaced and so perfect? I usually then think, oh, they must use Jason Klavansky and Sparkling Clean to do that. And so it's a professional service, which, you know, when I look back in Tri-Cities, I would say, even if we go back like 10, 15 years, which, I mean, that's a while, but not terribly long, there was hardly Christmas light professional installs. It almost wasn't even a thing.
Yeah, it really, right around when I started doing it, there was only a couple companies that I know of that were really offering that service, and they were booked up and busy and kind of expensive. And so, you know, since then, I think people are as busy as ever. Their homes are getting bigger and steeper roofs, and you know, so the safety in mind, you know, there's a lot more value in hiring out those things that are, you know, just as you get older and you value your time and your
health.
And your knees and everything else, you're like, hey, you know, do I really want to get out there on the weekend and hang these lights that, you know, half the time don't work or don't look as good? And so there's definitely demand for it. But today I will give some tips as far as what people can do.
Let's do that. Yeah.
If they do want to hang
themselves. Yeah, someone wants to. I mean, we know you're a great solution. I can definitely vouch for years. We've had you do lights on our personal home, my parents' home, and other buildings that we have. But if somebody wants to do Christmas lights themselves, what do you recommend in that situation?
So, you know, number one is start with safety in mind. We kind of address that, is that, you know, getting up on a ladder, being on a roof, if you're not used to it, it can be a little bit sketchy and scary, and there's tons of ladder accidents every year. So number one, make sure you have the proper ladder. Make sure you're comfortable working at heights. Even if you have a one-story home, as you get a little bit older, you know, there's actually more accidents on step ladders than even extension ladders. So, you know, number one, make sure you have a good secure ladder, good footing, that you're comfortable working at that height, making sure you understand the electricity, you're not overloading circuits, and making sure you use GFCI outlets. Make sure you're using lights that are rated for exterior use. Those are all kind of just simple, you know, common sense. But then again, sometimes we can be like Clark Griswold and not use a lot of common sense when we get out there.
I am so glad you said it before I did, because it's like family tradition in my house. Like, we watch Christmas Vacation right after Thanksgiving, and I probably watch it a couple times, you know, throughout the year.
Yeah, you can't talk about Christmas lights without talking about Clark Griswold.
You can't. Like, it's just so good. And I know. But yeah, that scene where he is like hanging from the gutters. and or the ladder pushes back and he hits the tree. I mean,
I don't know if you've seen it or not, but there's actually some displays that people will put. You maybe see a meme or on YouTube where there's a YouTube video and it made the news where a guy got this dummy and hung it from the ladder or from the ladder with had the ladder tipped over and he was hanging from the gutters, and the neighbor came running across the street and was calling 911 and saying, "Hey man, just hold on, help's on the way," and found out it's just a dummy hanging there.
It's part of the Christmas vacation. Yeah. That is awesome.
That guy won an award for good Halloween or good Christmas decorations.
I love it. Okay, so safety first, using the right type of lights for your electrical circuits.
Yes.
What else happens?
So again, probably kind of having a plan. Each home usually has some type of focal point. So if you have nice gables and peaks, utilizing the roof line to accent those. Most common on roof lines is C9 bulbs, the kind of traditional, little bit bigger bulbs. That's how you get the nice spacing, you know, about a foot apart. You know, again, we use commercial grade lights, LED lights that are brighter, safer, hold perfectly straight. And nowadays, you can go to the big box stores, though, and get pretty decent lights. It'll still, you know, if you do it right, you can still make your display look good. But the advantage of the professionals is we can custom fit it to your home, and that's really what gives it that nice look. It sucks when you get up there and you need 40 feet and the strand's 30 feet. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, now I got either short 10 feet or I need to have 20 feet extra. What do I do with it? And then it's hanging down from one roof line to another. And just, you know, that's what really makes the difference when you have the professionals doing it, is we can custom cut it to your home and make sure that every bulb has a clip on it and looks perfectly straight. And
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, cause yeah, like I said, that's the worst, is when you're trying to engineer it out and it's too long, and then you're taking five bulbs out and zip tying a big clump in the corner. I've been there. I know enough to be dangerous. That's huge. That's awesome. And when you talk about those custom fits and the things that have happened, what's been probably in the last 3 to 4 years, like, what's the biggest like technology change in the Christmas lights you've seen?
Yeah, so the big thing now that we're getting into, we do actually do some permanent lighting and what's called RGB lights, which RGB stands for red, green, blue. And those lights have a chipset in them that can go to basically 16 million colors with a controller that will control what color of lights each bulb or each pixel turns to. So the advantage is, instead of having, you know, all white lights or red, white, and green lights, you can, with an app, now change to whatever color you want on the fly. And so you install it once and you can have unlimited amounts of colors, effects, different things like that. And it actually even can be synced to music and do different things with the right controller and right programming. So that's kind of the future. And that's what we've started to get into. And both those can be mounted seasonally or permanently, that basically tie into your home architecture and your eaves and everything else, where they cannot even noticeable during the day and still give the look of Christmas lights or accent lighting at night. So that's kind of the next wave of exterior illumination.
RGB controllable. I mean, I never thought we would quite be here, but the light technology and just all technology in general
it's just changed. In the dozen years that I've been doing this, my wife, I remember the first year we did it, we'd, you know, put up white lights, and the next year she'd be like, "I want red and white." I'm like, "Oh, darn, I got to go and unscrew all these bulbs and put in other colors or go buy other lights." And she's like, "Why don't they just make something that switches colors when you want it to?"
Oh.
So she was way ahead. She should have been on Shark Tank or something few years ago.
She was way ahead.
But now the technology's there and the prices have come down where it's affordable for homeowners. And so we offer that service, and that's a really fun thing. But right now it's probably not to the point where most homeowners could do that, because there's a little bit more technicality and wiring and understanding the controllers and stuff, but it's getting there. It's getting more and more user friendly for homeowners.
Jason, that is awesome. And I don't have in front of me, I should have before I started this segment of the show, but is there a website? If people still, are you early enough now where people could still schedule you to do Christmas light installs?
Yes. Yeah, we definitely still have some openings here in November. So yeah, our website is Sparkling Clean Windows. Unfortunately, again, we've considered changing, doing a DBA for Christmas light, Sparkling Illuminations or Sparkling Lights. But for right now, we're still Sparkling Clean Windows. Most of our business is repeat, but we love having new customers. We love, our slogan's always been brighten up your day from day one. And so the Christmas lights just fit right into that. Literally, we're brightening up people's holidays and their day. So yeah, sparklingcleanwindows.net, or our phone number is 509 586 5550. We're happy to give you a ballpark, you know, over the phone, or can come out and consult with you and measure and tell you all, you know, really it's your budget and imagination is your limitations. Usually budget kicks in before the round.
Definitely. Well, folks, we are coming up on our first break. We've been talking Christmas light installs and technology with Jason Klavansky. When we come back from the break, we are going to hear a little bit more about Christmas lights, but I'm going to make him change gears a little bit and talk about window maintenance and window cleaning since we have him here in the studio.
It pays off right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Super excited this week. We have a guest in the studio today. We have Jason Klavansky of Sparkling Clean Windows, and we've been talking about a little bit about windows. We're about to jump in that a little bit more, but also their other source of business, which is Christmas light installs. And last year, I think, listeners, I apologize, we were a little behind the ball getting someone in earlier. So October, I said, Jason Klavansky in on the show. You can still go to Sparkling Clean Windows website and order Christmas light installs, and they do amazing work. Before we jump into the topic, I always run out of time when we have guests on the show. We do have some new inventory on the market, and it's all under $500,000 this week. And so I want to get these out real quick. But 2805 West 37th Avenue in Kennewick. This is a one-story, three-bedroom, two bath, 2,028 square feet.
Ooh.
Really, really nice, meticulously maintained property. In the remodeled kitchen, you have Cambria quartz counters, beautiful tiled backsplash, convenient island, tons of storage, a real masterpiece in the kitchen. The interior, you have engineered hardwood floors, seamless flow throughout the living space. The primary suite has a sliding glass door and an outside patio. Totally ready for hot tub experiences, barbecue parties, etc. Great, great property. And that is coming in priced at $475,000. Mm. Pick number two, I'm going to take you over to Pasco, 4106 Sturdy Lane in Pasco. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler as well. Has a move-in ready, fresh coat of interior paint, professionally clean carpets. That's a 1,574 square foot Rambler. It's got wired for security system, gas fireplace, great room layout, really super, super nice layout. Master suite has a walk-in closet, private bath, step outside, fully fenced backyard, covered patio, and that's coming in at $429,900. These are some of the price points hard to find. And then pick number three, I'm actually going to bring this one in under $400,000, $399,900, 4905 West 9th Avenue in Kennewick. That gets you a five-bedroom, two-bathroom, perfect blend house, comfort, style, convenience, 1,860 square feet, large backyard, storage shed, absolutely expansive family room, great corner fireplace. Inside the kitchen, it's granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, full tile backsplash. Great, great property for entertaining. Outside, if you're gardening or just like the idea of dining outside, endless possibilities, big yard, quiet neighborhood, easy reach to local amenities, schools, and parks. And that's coming in at $399,900 for five bedroom. Hard to find that many bedrooms for that price range. Well, Jason, thanks for coming in to talk to us. The first part of the show, we talked a lot about Christmas light installs and how you got into that side of the business. But when you and I originally met, I think I'm sure I called you to take care of some challenging windows on a house I needed to sell. And then we've been fast friends forever since, and done a lot of business back and forth over the years. But when I go to resell homes, I run into this all the time. And that's where maybe there was an oversprayed sprinkler, or you're in a windy neighborhood and it seems like water's getting on the windows. And when you're trying to showcase a house, it's crazy the difference it makes to have crystal clear windows versus a foggy window with hard water. What do homeowners, what mistakes do they make in their maintenance plan, or how do you try to help maintain windows in a residential setting?
Well, first of all, when you said a windy neighborhood, are you call, which neighborhood in Tri-City doesn't have wind?
If
you have one, please let us know. There's probably a big bubble around it or a big wall.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, so we all water our lawns in general, and at some point it's going to blow hard water on your window.
Around here I tell people, you know, you can't control the wind, unfortunately. But a few tips for homeowners is, number one, making sure your sprinklers are adjusted properly. A lot of times we go to commercial or residential properties and the sprinklers have been hit by the lawnmower or something, and they're just, we did a commercial building the other day and the window was just literally white. You could not see through. It looked like a frosted window, and they just had a sprinkler that had been, I don't know if it had been broken off or the top had, and so it wasn't watering the lawn, it was watering the window. And therefore, you know, there, even for us, it was very difficult to remove the stain. So number one, making sure your sprinklers, even though now they're probably off, now is a very busy time for us because the sprinklers are off, so people are like, oh, finally I can get the windows cleaned, and they're going to stay clean because the sprinklers aren't going to be hitting it the next day or whatever.
Yes, I love that.
So this is a great time of year, whether you hire somebody or you do it yourself. Get those hard water stains off the windows. For homeowners, I tell people window cleaning is kind of a luxury. I'm either too busy or too lazy or you know, whatever, to do it myself. Or if you have a bigger home or property, then obviously having the right equipment. But for hard water stains, hiring a professional is really important because you can do a lot more damage than you can help the situation. Because if you use the wrong type of scouring pad, the wrong type of chemical, you can actually etch the glass or scratch the surface. So,
and that's bad. Once that happens.
Yeah, once that happens, you're pretty much stuck with it, or a new window. Yes, correct. And so if you have severe hard water, the minor stuff, people will say, oh, get the vinegar and the newspaper and stuff. And around here, the water's just so darn hard that usually, you know, some toilet bowl cleaners you can use, some soft scrubs you can use. But again, you got to be really careful. Make sure you use a non-scratch pad or a microfiber towel. But again, that's really only going to get rid of the minor surface stains. Once they get, if they've been on there for a whole irrigation season or longer, I really recommend hiring a professional. It's well worth it. It's not that expensive to get the hard water stains off your window and give you basically the look of a new window again.
Yeah, and I tell you what, especially for us, I mean, it makes a difference at any price point. But if you're selling a view property, there's nothing worse than, you know, selling a house up on one of the hills or over one the valleys that has this amazing view, and you walk up to look out that window and you can't see out of it, or it's really murky. I mean, it is a complete turnoff for buyers.
Well,
the key
with that is you just do the open house on a foggy morning, and then you can't tell. Right. Everything looks foggy all the time. So
there you go.
But
we run into that. And so, and then the other thing that I've noticed throughout the years, one of the bonuses of having your crew into clean windows is I've had properties before where they were under a warranty with the original owner, and your crew or you would call me and say, hey, Lance, you know, we finished the cleaning, but there's a bedroom window and I think the seal's broken on it, and you could probably get that replaced.
Correct. Yeah. We do a lot of that where it's not something we were hired to do, but as professionals, we try to inform you that if there's something not functioning right or a warranty possible issue, you know, most of the time the original homeowner has a lifetime warranty on those windows. And even sometimes that's transferable. So definitely before you go out and replace the windows or throw a rock through it, you know, make sure that you check with the professionals. One of the glass, usually there's history. If you know who built the home, they can find out if there's a history on it. And you can, I had 8 windows replaced on my home. I'm the original homeowner. And just last year we had 8 windows replaced under warranty. So,
oh, wow.
Because the seals over time had gone. And they don't anticipate people like me living in the same house for 20 years.
But if you do,
most of the manufacturers have a really good warranty on those.
Okay. And then you've got to help me out here. So I'm a homeowner cleaning my own windows. Is it the white foamy stuff from Costco glass cleaner or Windex or what do I go out there and clean that thing with if I'm just Johnny off the street?
Well, like I said, my dad used to tell me the secret to clean windows was newspaper.
My print. Mom, same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I know. It's like, but nowadays I think, well, first of all, can you even find a newspaper? Someone's going to be out there with their smartphone, right. Their smartphone cleaning there.
You're right. You know, we can't find a newspaper like to do it
it's
with.
It's like a Yellow Pages. I tell my younger kids what that is. They don't even know what that is.
No idea.
So, there's lots of sprays out there. The problem with any type of spray cleaner and a rag or a towel is you're kind of just smearing the dirt around. So ideally, using a good, just mainly water is the main thing that works, but with a little bit of soap, maybe a little bit of vinegar, and ideally a squeegee is always going to get you the best results. If you know how to use a squeegee, some people don't, and then they leave streaks. But yeah, there are lots of cleaners out there. Nowadays with microfibers and plenty of towels, you can do a decent job. But again, it's not sparkling clean.
It's not sparkling clean.
No, it isn't.
And I will tell you, I've stopped one of your guys before. And I said, let me try. Give me that squeegee.
Let me try.
That's awesome. Did, and I did it. And I think he got a huge laugh out of it. I mean, it was like no comparison. Yeah. And it is an art form for
sure.
Well,
it's like you can have the tool, but if you don't have the know-how, you only got half the equation there. So
absolutely. Well, a couple questions I've got to ask you. Is switching back a little bit to the Christmas lights. And I mean, this is what you do like all the time. It doesn't even have to be Tri-Cities, but do you have a favorite Christmas light display or neighborhood or area you like to see done every year?
Well, I mean, around here, we're really fortunate. For those that have never been to Leavenworth's amazing.
Okay.
And, that's a tough place to be. It just reeks Christmas, there's people that come from all over the world to go to Leavenworth, and it's like a 2-hour drive from the Tri-Cities here. So, so that's definitely, a must see if you're visiting the Northwest in the wintertime. We went again last year. We'd been a couple years since we've been in. It was just like, if you go there and you don't have the Christmas spirit, you must be the Grinch because it's just
an
awesome
place. Okay. And now I do want to warn people what he said there. For newbies that might have heard him say that Leavenworth is a 2-hour drive. Oh. If you go in December to see the Christmas lights,
it takes a little
longer.
That's
from Main Street to the light display, it's 2-hour drive.
If you do not ever during the month of December leave Wenatchee, which normally is a 15-minute drive to Leavenworth, do not leave Wenatchee any later than noon on a Friday, or you will not make it.
For the light display.
If you leave at 2 or 3, you're not even getting to Leavenworth. Yeah. But so I just throw that warning out there. You want to get to Leavenworth by noon to see the lights.
Yeah.
I've been stuck on that 2-lane road too many years. So. Yeah.
No. Locally, there's lots of cool places. And one thing I did notice during COVID is that there was more Christmas lights than ever before.
That's awesome.
And it was really cool to drive up on hills and look down and just see so many lights on people's homes. And it really did kind of, I think, brighten people's day. And that's what's so fun about what we get to do is that we get to go there and just make people's lives easier and literally try to brighten up their holidays. And so, we're really fortunate. There's a lot of great communities, great homes, great buildings in town that we can see even here locally.
Awesome. Well, Jason, thanks for coming in and being a part of the show. It's always great to hear somebody that is passionate about what they do and helps the Tri-City community, as you say, brighten up.
Yes.
Folks, we will be back here next week. Thank you for another amazing show and letting us be part of your real estate and housing needs. And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870. Our house.